Hello and welcome, and thank you for joining us again today. I'm glad to be back with you. My name is Brother T, your host today, with my beautiful wife, Reverend Renee. Today we're going to be discussing Lesson 229 in A Course in Miracles. Let's join together for a moment of silence. Let's take a good deep breath. Love, which created me, is what I am. I seek my own identity and find it in these words. Love, which created me, is what I am. Now need I seek no more. Love has prevailed. So still it waited for my coming home, that I will turn away no longer from the holy face of Christ. And what I look upon attest the truth of the identity I sought to lose, but which my Father has kept safe for me.
Father, my thanks to you for what I am, for keeping my identity untouched and sinless in the midst of all the thoughts of sin my foolish mind made up, and thanks to you for saving me from them. Amen.
Amen. Love, which created me, is what I am. Let's join together for another moment of silence as we consider this beautiful lesson. Take a good deep breath. That's one of the beautiful things about truth, is it really is quite simple. All the words that we've been studying to get to this lesson, 229 days into this year, and the workbook, textbook, and the teacher's manual, all of this together is simply telling us that we are what God created us to be, that we are love. And we have made a tremendous effort to pretend, as children do, that things aren't the way they are, and to play a game of make-believe, a tiny mad idea that we could be separate from God, separate from the source of all that is, separate from love, that we could be something other than what God has created us to be. I love this work because he tells us early on in our study that God guarantees our sinlessness. He also explains that sin is just an error, a misperception of what is true. It's not what we've been taught by the world, that it's something that we could actually do, number one, and that once it's done, it can never be forgiven. Not only is it real to the ego, but it can't ever be forgiven. Oh, well, we'll say, yes, you can pretend to forgive it, but it can never be forgotten. Have you noticed how quickly your dreams fade from your memory when you wake up in the morning? They can certainly be forgotten, and forgotten quite easily, because dreams have no effect. Dreams have no effect, because they're illusions, projections, imaginings, and playthings. The truth doesn't change up on us. This is a journey that returns us to the realization that we are perfect in the eyes of God, that our brothers and sisters are perfect in the eyes of God, and that truly we are Christ, the expression of God here, love here in the world of field and form. Love, which created me, is what I am.
And so I unify in consciousness of love, the all power, the all presence, the pervading love intelligence that created all that is in its image, in its likeness, in its perfection, and in its wholeness. And this all that is, there is nothing outside of it. All is love. This is the only truth. This is the only reality. Everything unlike it dissipates into the nothingness from which it came. And this is the moment that I anchor into my true identity, that love and I are one. I am as love created me. I am spirit. I am unlimited and free. And how good it is in this remembrance of this divine identity that I am home, that I am resting in innocence, that a joyfulness and peace wash over me. For I know that I need do nothing but accept this truth as I am. So I shall be forevermore love, loving, and lovable. And so I abide in this presence and knowing this day. Love which created me is what I am. Love which created each of us is what we are. Herein lies our connection, our oneness. And so I bless all of creation from this consciousness, seeing this divine identity and pattern of perfection in all. And I release this word, and I know it returns fulfilled to inspire my day, direct my thoughts and actions in perfect ways, that all is well. And so it is.
Love which created us is what we are.
Father, Mother, my thanks to you for what I am, for keeping my identity untouched and sinless in the midst of all the thoughts of sin my foolish mind made up. And thanks to you, Mother, Father, Infinite Presence, for saving me from them. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Just take a good deep breath. Love which created me is what I am, and so it is. Thank you for joining us today. We love you. God bless.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountain. I send my love over the sea. I send